Here at Beyond, we acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this podcast is being recorded today, the Wadjuk people of the Noongar Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders past and present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Hey, it's DM. I was really pausing this week on a topic. As you know, for the regular listeners, normally the podcast is out on a Wednesday. I vowed to, you know, not release anything until I'm really tight in the stomach in a good way about what I want to talk about passionately. And I wait for the download to come in now. And that's a bit annoying sometimes for me because I want to get it out every Wednesday. But it's like I'd rather give good shit out than that. So, but I'm going to ask my guides if we can just, can we get it through a bit quicker so I can get it out on a Wednesday? I want to talk today about, oh, there's so many things that could lead into this, but the topic is self-healing, but there's a bit more to that than meets the eye, and we're going to go on a bit of an adventure with it and slice it up, you know? And I think for me, over the years, there's been a lot of self-healing come through, but not knowing that I can self-heal and not having, yeah, just not feeling in control of my body and my emotions and my pain more so, and really getting, for safety reasons, getting in on the highs of life, like either high or really low, and it's balanced out over the years. And some of you know I used to be an addict. Well, I still am an addict and an alkie, and I'm sober 33 years day to time. But yeah, so I went on the healing journey after that, and it's, you know, it's forever ongoing until I leave this body. And for that, I'm really, really grateful. You know, I'm not out chasing, oh, what do I need to heal today? But if something's kind of disturbing me and it's like a record repeated, you know, a record repeating over and over again, I've got to take a look at it if I want peace of mind and heart, and if I want to feel that freedom. You know, I was talking online the other day about freedom versus happiness. And I want freedom. So I want to, because freedom gives me choices and it gives me a way through things, whereas happiness is like, oh, I'm happy because I had that piece of cake, or I'm happy because I've got that partner, or I'm happy but because of this or that. And then, you know, if I don't know how to address what comes up for me or the reality of some situations and some pretty shitty stuff can come down the chute, like, then I'm fucked, basically. So self-healing or having some, I'm going to use a cliche word, tools in your life, to be able to process stuff and knowing if you have trauma or knowing if you don't, or knowing about abandonment issues or whatever. And we only get revealed certain bits at a time. We don't get it all revealed because we're here to have some fun, right? We're here to have some fun. And we're not going to ascend anywhere anytime soon. We're here for this human experience, but we have this energy inside of us that's kind of helping us get the downloads that we need and supporting us through these tough times, which is the spirit inside of us that kind of leaves our body when we go back home, you know. I just want to ask you today, do you have, and I'm going to drop some little tips here, okay? Do you have, are you running away from the pain because you're scared? And I've done that. Or are you going forth with it, and do you know how to kind of not manage it, but manage it, for lack of a better word, because it's a game changer. And I think for me, for a long time, not having any skill set in it and just really freaking out with my stuff, I chase big things. Like if I get that as an identity, and it wasn't consciously like going like that, in playing out in my head like that, I wasn't aware of it. If I get that celebrity status, or if I get that amount of money, or that whatever, or if I lose that amount of weight or whatever, it's going to mean all this other stuff's going to go away. And it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't go away. And I'm not trying to be negative Nancy here. I'm trying to actually give you the secret and the shortcut to get through to an ongoing form of happiness. I love that. An ongoing form of happiness is probably not the most kind of boom way of putting it, but I want regular. I'm just seeing if I'm seeing a spirit in my house or if it's a cobweb and there's something floating in the sky in the healing room. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, so I want an ongoing. I want to be able to kind of bounce back from stuff and not logic my way through it, because a lot of us do try to logic our way through stuff and it's like, oh yeah, this happens for a reason, it's okay. No, it stays in our body, right? So I purge it out. Sometimes I need to write about it. Sometimes I need to see what's really going on. But most of the time I know what's going on. And if I'm hurting someone with my behavior, like I know that I've hurt someone, like it's not because they're saying, because there's a difference between someone saying you've hurt me versus if I've hurt them. Yeah, I love that. Hold on to that one, guys. There's a difference between someone saying you've hurt me, whereas you may not have hurt them, and we're not responsible for their feelings. And you can feel it. You can feel it if you've hurt someone. Having said that, if you're a trauma child growing up, you were made responsible for a lot of stuff. So you may have this over sense of responsibility to the world, right? I know I did, and I still have to kind of sometimes navigate that. That'll come up for me every now and again. Not on the huge scale that it used to, but it still does, because I was made to think everything was about me and everything was the pain I was causing, the pain in the family, and I wasn't able to express emotions, have my own opinions, and if I did, I was shamed and shut down for it. It's like, oh, you're this, you think you're that, yeah? So I just went into a shell, really. So I just want to ask you, I'm trying to keep this short and sharp today, but I just want to ask you, do you have, like, if you've got emotions coming up for you that are overwhelming, do you have a game plan for that besides saying just be positive, or besides isolating yourself and not doing anything about it? Because it's going to stay, and sometimes that can hinder our decisions. For like, it can cloud our decision making thing. That emotion can come up and we don't even know it's there. And it's like, you know, people will often come to me in a reading and say, am I making the right decision? And what they're really saying, I'm feeling this, I'm not being confident with it, I want to know I'm going to be safe in my decisions. So are you, there's so much landing in here, I'm spiraling out of control here. You know, are you feeling safe in your decisions? Are you knowing you're going to have your own back, you're going to be okay regardless? And that's a nice feeling to have. It doesn't mean we don't get triggered occasionally. It doesn't mean, you know, we're not dead here, that we kind of know how to navigate it through. So at the moment, I have a little bit of insecurity around money at the minute. There's no evidence present to suggest that be the case. And that's another good thing you can ask yourself too, is like, where's the evidence in this? Now, my evidence will come from my past and will come from my childhood, and therefore I go back and have a look at that, and then I write about it and I can see the story playing out in my head. So there's no evidence to suggest I need to be in financial insecurity, but it's the old stuff coming up that wants to be exposed and heard and listened to and rewritten, yeah? So I love that I've just given you that example, because I think it kind of pulls it all together. So that's what I want to say to you. It's like, because we can go on retreats and we can, you know, get the relationship, you know, get all those things, but we've got to live with the monkey mind. We've got to live with stuff that have gone in our life. And how do we do that? And you can't, it's actually possible. And sometimes we need different things at different times. You know, but I think I've spoken about this before, but I remember there was a time, you know, I was 10 years sober and I'm thinking, okay, nothing's going to go wrong in my life now at 10 years sober. That's because I had no manageability around my pain. You know, my way of dealing with pain was back then, a long time ago, was to be in a relationship all the time. I use the word relationship very loosely, yeah? Or sit on the couch and eat some vinegar chips, which is nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong, but it's still staying in my body and it's still making decisions. So what would happen? I'd go, oh, okay, I'm going to have a break from dating for a while, and then I'm just going to, you know, oh, I'll give it a go now because I'm not sad anymore. And the same thing would happen because I wasn't shifting what was inside of me. Well, I wasn't ready. It wasn't safe for me to do that until it was, right? So, God, there's so much coming out. There's so much in the sky coming out, isn't there, as we speak? Thank you, Spirit. So that's what I want to say to you, I think. And for me, it's regular chakra dancing, you know. I do skip days. It's the walks now with Wolfgang in the morning that regulates me. And when I say regulates me, we're not talking about having a shit here. We're talking about makes me feel that I'm connected to the world in the spirit, and that little spirit inside of me. So the spirit's got nothing to do with being a good person and sacrificing that chocolate cake, eat the fucking cake and take the last piece is what I say, and break the fucking rules. That's who I am, right? But it's that feeling of I'm connected, yeah? And it's like I'm not living 24/7 in my head, that connection where you get some relief from your head, right? So when I do my walks, my exercise has always been a major role in my life. It's always been a great connection for my spirit and my chakra dance and my animals, and being around the friends that really, really, really love me, and family that really, really love me are my jam. Yeah. So that's what I want to say to you. So like, I know, and I'm not trying to sound like a tosspot here, I know I can face whatever comes. I'm not going to like it, but I've got the skill set now to handle it. And the skill set might mean that I fall apart at the seam, but I still feel safe in that. I might isolate myself for a week if I'm grieving, and that might be a really great thing to do, because there's no rules here. It's being in tune with what you need, and not questioning, not staying in the questions as to why, not staying in the questions, because that'll just keep us locked and loaded, right? It's processing that stuff. We're allowed to have those moments, but it's coming out of it. And we can't logically come out of it. We've got to feel it. And then that, you know, there's that spirit that our guides, our higher self, is always whirling around loving our human, because they know how fucking hard it can be. God, I've gone on so many different little spirals today. I can feel it, but I hope you've loved this. If you do, please tell me, give me a rating, follow me on Instagram, share this podcast to other people, share it on social media, right? I love you, and you're the best. Bye.